This is Milwaukee's NPR 89.7 WUWM. I'm Annalise Henzel. Foxconn's factory is back on. That was the word today from the company and President Trump after a couple of days of questions and concerns about just what's being built at Foxconn's huge site in Racine County. WUWM's Marty Michelson has been following the story and is here with the latest on this roller coaster ride. Hi, Marty.
Hi, Annalise.
So explain what we heard from the company today.
Well, Foxconn issued a statement saying it's moving forward with the planned construction of a Gen 6 fab facility in Mount Pleasant. The Taiwanese company initially said it planned to build a plant to produce flat screen panels. Today, it said it will proceed with a manufacturing facility producing smaller screens for electronic devices. Foxconn says the factory will be at the heart of its Wisconn Valley Science and Technology Park. Other projects also will take place there. The company says the campus will serve, quote, both as an advanced manufacturing facility as well as a hub of high technology innovation for the region.
And talk about President Trump's role in this.
Well, Foxconn's statement says it made its decision to move forward with the factory after productive discussions with the White House and a personal conversation between President Trump and Foxconn Chairman Terry Gou. The statement did not indicate what Trump said that may have influenced the company's decision, but you may recall that Trump has had a role in this project. He helped convince Foxconn to build its first major plant in the U.S., and he was on hand last summer for the groundbreaking in Racine County. Trump tweeted a news story today about Foxconn's decision to stick with manufacturing at the site. He commented, quote, great news on Foxconn in Wisconsin after my conversation with Terry Gou.
Well, questions and frankly some worries about Foxconn's plans have been floating around the state and in national news coverage these past couple of days because it looked like the company was steering away from plans to build a factory. Remind us of what was causing the confusion and the concern.
Well, early Wednesday, a report by Reuters came out saying Foxconn was planning to change the Racine County facility to one that focused on research and development, not manufacturing. This worried some people for a number of reasons. They feared Foxconn was not going to create the 13,000 jobs that it's been promising. They also said even if a substantial number of jobs were to be created in a research and development facility, those jobs wouldn't go to people who need them the most, such as lower-skilled residents of Racine and Milwaukee. Observers also worried that if the Foxconn project was failing to meet the original goals, the huge taxpayer investment was at risk. State and local leaders have promised Foxconn an unprecedented $4 billion in incentives. Then yesterday, a second report, this one from Nikkei Asian Review, came out, further stoking fears. It said Foxconn was suspending work in Racine County for 6 months. Both the Nikkei Asian Review and Reuters reports said Foxconn was changing its plans, at least in part, because of changing market conditions.
So did the Foxconn statement today put those fears at rest?
It depends on your point of view. The company says its decision on what to build was made after a, quote, recent comprehensive and systematic evaluation. And Foxconn says it looks forward to continuing to expand its investment in American talent in Wisconsin and the U.S. But the statement doesn't go into great detail. It says while screens will be manufactured at the plant, there's no mention of how much production will be taking place. And there's no indication of how many manufacturing jobs will be created.
So what kind of reaction have you been seeing?
Governor Evers says he spoke to Foxconn executive Louis Wu today, and he's comfortable the company remains committed to Wisconsin. But he says Foxconn needs to do a better job communicating its plans for the massive plant in Mount Pleasant. Evers says if the company's messaging isn't coherent, there's, quote, no limit to skepticism. The new governor added that his administration is stressing to the company that transparency is key in such a high-profile project.
Thank you, Marty.
You're welcome.
That's WUWM's Marty Michelson, and you can check out all of our Foxconn coverage by visiting our website. That's WUWM.com.